ലൈറ്റ് അപ്പോൺ ലൈറ്റ് എന്നുള്ള സ്പിരിച്വൽ അപ്ലിറ്റിംഗ് ക്യാമ്പയിനിലേക്ക് നിങ്ങൾ എല്ലാവരെയും സ്വാഗതം ചെയ്യുന്നു. ഈ ഒരു പ്രോഗ്രാം കൊണ്ട് നമ്മൾ ഉദ്ദേശിക്കുന്നത് കാനഡയിലേക്ക് പഠിക്കാൻ വന്നതും അല്ലാതെയുമായ ഒരുപാട് പേരുണ്ട്. ഇവിടെ വന്നു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ പിന്നെ ജോലിത്തിരക്കും പഠനത്തിരക്കുമായി മുന്നോട്ട് പോകുമ്പോൾ മതപരമായ കാര്യങ്ങളിൽ ശ്രദ്ധ പുലർത്താൻ വേണ്ടി പലപ്പോഴും കഴിയാറില്ല. കാരണം നമ്മുടെ നാട്ടിലുള്ള പോലത്തെ ഒരുപാട് സൗകര്യങ്ങളൊന്നും ഇവിടെ ഇല്ല, ഇവിടെ ലഭിക്കുന്നില്ല. അതുകൊണ്ട് തന്നെ ഇങ്ങനെയുള്ള സാഹചര്യത്തിൽ സ്റ്റുഡൻസ് എല്ലാവരും കൂടി സംസാരിച്ചപ്പോൾ തോന്നിയ ഒരു ഐഡിയ, ഒരു ആശയമായിരുന്നു ഇങ്ങനെ ഒരു പ്രോഗ്രാം. ഇതിൽ ഉദ്ദേശിക്കുന്നത് ഞാൻ അടക്കമുള്ള എല്ലാവർക്കുമുള്ള ഒരു സ്പിരിച്വൽ അപ്ലിറ്റിംഗ് ആണ്. അതായത് ദീനിലേക്കും അള്ളാഹുവിലേക്കും കൂടുതൽ അടുപ്പം ഉണ്ടാക്കുക, അതുപോലെ ദീനിയായ കാര്യങ്ങളിലേക്ക് കൂടുതൽ ശ്രദ്ധ ഉണ്ടാക്കിയെടുക്കുക എന്നുള്ള ഒരു ഉദ്ദേശത്തോടു കൂടിയാണ് നമ്മളിവിടെ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നത്. ആദ്യം തന്നെ ഖിറാത്തോടു കൂടി സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ചെയ്യാം. ഖിറാത്ത് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് നമ്മുടെ സ്പീക്കറെ ഞാൻ കൈമാറുന്നതായിരിക്കും. ഇന്നത്തെ സ്പീക്കർ ആക്കിഫ് ആണ്. ആക്കിഫ് 2014 ഡിസംബറിൽ സ്റ്റുഡന്റ് ആയിട്ടാണ് ആദ്യമായി ഇവിടെ വന്നത്. കിച്ചനറിലെ കോണസ്റ്റോഗയിൽ റോബോട്ടിക്സ് ആൻഡ് ഓട്ടോമേഷൻ കോഴ്സ് പഠിച്ചു. 2016 ഏപ്രിൽ പാസ് ഔട്ട് ആയി. പിന്നെ മെയ് മുതൽ വിൻസറിൽ കൺട്രോൾസ് എഞ്ചിനീയറായി വർക്ക് ചെയ്യുന്നു. ഇപ്പോഴും അതേ കമ്പനിയിൽ തന്നെയാണ്. ഈ അടുത്തിടെയാണ് അദ്ദേഹം കല്യാണം കഴിഞ്ഞത്. നമ്മുടെ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റിയിൽ എല്ലാ കാര്യത്തിലും ഒരുപാട് മുന്നിലുള്ള ഒരാളാണ്. അതുകൊണ്ട് തന്നെ ഇന്നത്തെ സബ്ജക്റ്റ് ആയ നോളജ് എങ്ങനെ ഗെയിൻ ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്, ആ നോളജിലൂടെ വിസ്ഡം കൈവരിക്കുക എന്നുള്ള ഒരു നല്ലൊരു സബ്ജക്ട് കൈകാര്യം ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റിയ ഒരാൾ തന്നെയാണ് ആക്കിഫ്. ഇൻഷാല്ലാഹ് അടുത്ത 10 മിനിറ്റോ അതിൽ കൂടുതലോ ആക്കിഫ് ആ വിഷയത്തെ കുറിച്ച് ഡീറ്റെയിൽ ആയി സംസാരിക്കുന്നതാണ്. നിങ്ങൾ എല്ലാവരും പങ്കെടുത്തതിൽ ഒരുപാട് നന്ദിയുണ്ട്. ബാക്കിയുള്ള സെഷൻ അടുത്ത മൺഡേയും ബാക്കിയുള്ള 3 സെഷൻ ഇതുപോലെ വളരെ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ആയ സെഷൻസ് ആണ്. എല്ലാവരും ജോയിൻ ചെയ്യും. അതുപോലെ തന്നെ ഈ ഒരു ലിങ്കും ഫോൺ നമ്പറും നിങ്ങളെ ഫ്രണ്ട്സിനും ഷെയർ ചെയ്യുക. എല്ലാവർക്കും ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ഉപകാരം ഉണ്ടാവട്ടെ. ഷെയർ ചെയ്യുന്നതിനനുസരിച്ച് അതിന്റെ ഹയറും വർക്കും നമുക്ക് എന്തായാലും ലഭിക്കുന്നതായിരിക്കും. ഇൻഷാല്ലാ നമ്മൾ ഗ്രൂപ്പിൽ ഒരു ലിങ്ക് ഷെയർ ചെയ്തിട്ടുണ്ട്. ആ ലിങ്ക് ക്ലിക്ക് ചെയ്ത് കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് അതിൽ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ് എന്തെങ്കിലും സംശയം ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അതിൽ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ് പോസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്യുക. അതിൻ്റെതായ ആൻസേഴ്സ് പക്കത്തെ ആൾക്കാർ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് തരുന്നതായിരിക്കും. പിന്നെ അത് ഈ സെക്ഷൻ മലയാളവും ഇംഗ്ലീഷ്, അതായത് ഈ ആക്കിഫ് വരാൻ വന്നത് ഇംഗ്ലീഷിലായിരിക്കും. അതുപോലെ തന്നെ അടുത്ത സെക്ഷൻ മലയാളത്തിലായിരിക്കും. അങ്ങനെ മിക്സ്ഡ് ആയിരിക്കും ഉണ്ടാവുക. ഓക്കെ, കേരളത്തിലൂടെ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ചെയ്യാം. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين
ും من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته my dear brothers I'm Ahmed Akif currently living in Windsor brother Bilal already introduced about me jazakallah khair brother Many among us here will be well knowledgeable than me, so I will have to let everyone know that I'm not a scholar. But alhamdulillah, as I got this opportunity, I'll try to convey the message in best of my ability, inshallah. Please forgive me and correct me if there is anything wrong in my lecture, and may Allah forgive us all in our shortcomings. Ameen. I would like to let everyone know that I'm actually going to do this short lecture in English today, inshallah, as I prepare my topic using English speeches, lectures, and materials. I believe that shouldn't be an issue, inshallah. So today's topic I'm assigned with is knowledge is power and beyond, importance of seeking knowledge and achieving wisdom from it. To be honest, this topic is so powerful and huge, but inshallah I will try to make it as short as I can, and I'm actually going to apologize early itself. It's going to be around a few minutes more than what is told in the poster before. So from our childhood, we heard our parents telling us everything else will perish except the knowledge. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, isn't it? I mean, wealth, family, and all will leave us at some point, but knowledge stays with us. That's really powerful. I mean, we actually come to know about this at the time when we actually know, like when we actually come to play things, our parents actually tells things to us. There are two different types of knowledge. Islamic knowledge, of course, that is what we are going to talk about today. And the other one is worldly knowledge, which we acquire for our job and all. I would like to start with a powerful hadith by our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "The best that a man can leave behind after his death are three things: a righteous or pious child who makes dua for him, an ongoing sadaqah, that is sadaqah al-jariyah, and a knowledge that continues to implement after him." Subhanallah. There are many more indications from Quran and Sunnah that seeking and applying knowledge is very important in Islam. Now let us talk about one of the greatest scholars lived in this dunya, Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim, famously known as Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. I'm pretty sure many of us heard about his famous work Sahih al-Bukhari. He wrote many other books as well. Probably every time there is a talk on Islam, we will hear the speaker mentioning about hadith from book of Imam Bukhari. So if you know about Imam Bukhari, he was blind at his childhood. And at the age of 3, because of his mother's dua, Allah Azza wa Jal gave Imam Bukhari his eyesight back. So according to my knowledge, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah learned more than 1 million hadith. That means he knows them by heart and knows the chain of narration and everything related to it. It was mentioned in the history he had photographic memory. That means he just looks at a page and he memorizes it, subhanallah. I mean, there are a lot of stories regarding this in the books of history. If anyone want to know more about him, due to the limited time we have now, please go through it. You can find it in the internet and all. Still today, from the day he started the work, he's getting the ajr or rewards for what he did. It will continue until the end of time, inshallah. This is a great example on how it's going to benefit a Muslim after his death because of the knowledge he acquired and others benefiting from him. Subhanallah, there is no religion or institution that gives much more importance in seeking knowledge as the religion of Islam. My dear brothers, it's been stated in authentic hadith, seeking knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim, period. There is no question about it. It's not a choice, it's not an option, it's an obligation according to the hadith and the scholars. Inshallah, I will explain why in the later part of our lecture, it's actually an obligation on every single Muslim. In Islam, knowledge comes before action, and there can be no action without knowledge. That is, knowledge brings intention, and action is the outcome of that intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat." That means, verily, actions are only dependent on intentions. It's simple. If you don't have the right intention, you don't do the action properly. And we get the right intention by seeking knowledge. I would like to give a couple examples on why it is important to seek knowledge, why it is an obligation, and why no actions without knowledge. Let us take fasting, for example. We know fasting is one of the greatest good deeds in Islam, and there are many indications in Quran and Sunnah regarding it. So if someone asks us why are we fasting, and if he says, well, our parents told to, or if he says we are fasting because of the scientific reason, like ketosis and other stuff, then that actually defeats the purpose on why in Islam it's being taught to fast, as a person doesn't have the right intention because of the lack of knowledge. Of course, there is scientific benefits, but that's an add-on we get But that shouldn't be the reason behind it. And also, we should rather not mention that, but tell what it's been taught in Islam. This tells us if you don't have the right knowledge, the action is not accepted. Another example will be, why do we fear Allah? Many of us, including myself, to be honest, when we ask this question ourselves, the first thing that comes in our mind will be, if we don't obey Allah, then He will put us in the burning fire. May Allah protect us from that, Ameen. But rather, how we should understand this is, how a kid fears his mother or father if he disobeys them, and he knows he's actually going to face the consequence because of his action. This fear is not a fear of monster, but it's fear of out of love. We saw kids running towards their parents out of fear and hold their legs and cry. This is how the scholars taught us, so as to have the right understanding. This comes with the right knowledge. I would like to share another hadith by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the power of knowledge. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One who proceeds in the path of knowledge, Allah makes him proceed therewith on a path of Jannah. And verily, the angels spread their wings for the seekers of knowledge out of delight. Verily, every creature of the heavens and the earth asks for forgiveness for the seeker of knowledge, even the fish in the sea. The advantage of alim, that is a scholar, over an abid, that is a devotee, is like the advantage of the moon over stars on a full moon night." SubhanAllah. So now, the question arises, what knowledge should I seek? Like, if it is an obligation to seek knowledge of Islam, and the field of knowledge in Islam are so vast, where should I start? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, a great scholar of Islam, answered that it is obligatory for every Muslim individual to seek that type of knowledge which will allow him to practice his religion properly. I would like to give a few examples of what Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal meant. The first one will be Islamic beliefs. This will be the most important one, because without understanding and knowing who Allah Azza wa Jal is and who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person can become a Muslim. In fact, first 13 years Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called was devoted to worship no god but Allah alone, while only few of the other commandments were revealed at that time. Second one is the knowledge of the obligatory aspects of worship, that is 5 daily prayers, fasting, zakat and all. Third is knowing what is permissible and what is impermissible in daily life, like what is halal, what is haram, we have to understand. Last but not least, a person must also learn how to purify their hearts and deeds from blameworthy traits, like wealth, status, fame and all. We should actually understand how can we stay away from these blameworthy traits. These are the few examples on what knowledge we should seek. Now let's see how we should learn and implement this knowledge. So there are a few stages of seeking knowledge. They are, first one is, ask questions in good manner. We have to make sure we are following the adab. So when we approach our scholar like a sheikh, we actually have to follow the adab of asking the questions in the good manner. Second will be understanding it well. Once we ask the question, we have to make sure we actually give our 100% to the scholar or wherever we are hearing it from, so we understand what we asked. Third one will be remain quiet and listen carefully. Fourth will be memorize it. Fifth one will be teach it to others. And the last one is to make sure you are acting upon it. Otherwise, all the points, other points will become invalid because you didn't implement it in your life. Knowledge makes human humble, not arrogant. If he's arrogant, he's not knowledgeable. That is something we have to keep in our mind. Don't let the ego and the arrogance grow, as it will destroy the iman. My dear brothers, now we have a small understanding of what and how we should seek knowledge. Now there will be a question of why in some of our minds. I mean, many of us will be thinking, if I learn the basics of Islam, like what we discussed earlier, that is enough. Don't get me wrong, that is enough for you to be a Muslim, but that's not going to make you a real better Muslim. First and foremost, we have to understand seeking knowledge is an obligation, not a choice, and that's for various reasons. We are described as the followers of the best of the human beings lived in the human history. Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. And the main reason is because we enjoin good and we forbid evil. And knowledge is a key for that. As a Muslim living in the West, and mashallah, many of us are students here, as Bilal explained earlier, we will have a lot of people around us who don't believe in God, like atheists and all. So let's say if we encounter with one of those people, and if there is a question from them that is actually confusing, and if we don't have an answer for that, if we are knowledgeable in the deen of Allah, we will be pleased to admit it's a lack of knowledge I have, and I will search for answers from the right sources. But otherwise, What's going to happen is if you don't care about Islam and you don't care about seeking knowledge, when there's a point of confusion, instead of coming to an understanding you lack knowledge and you have to seek for it, you probably will just come to a conclusion by your own logical approach that, well, then Islam is wrong. Na'udhubillah. This tells us seeking knowledge is important. Now I would like to share with all of you here a thought process. I attended a class recently on Divine Reality by Brother Hamza Soris. Alhamdulillah, it was a great class. So there was this question being raised, who created Allah? So let's say if a non-Muslim or atheist comes at you and raises this question, what will be your answer? Of course, in an Islamic point of view, it's an unwanted and unnecessary question. But as a non-Muslim, he's not going to understand that it's inappropriate, right? So the way Brother Hamza answered it was, let's say if Brother Umar asked me to give him a pen, we all have to clearly listen to it, otherwise it's going to confuse everyone. So let's say if Brother Umar asked me to give him a pen, so before I gave him my pen, I told Umar, I will have to ask the person behind me. The person behind me tells, in order for me to give the pen to Umar, he will have to ask the person behind him. And let's say that goes on. Do you think I will ever give the pen to Umar? No, of course not. Because there should be someone who allows to give the pen without asking anyone behind him, right? Otherwise, I would never end up giving the pen to Umar. Now, the same way, if let's say someone agrees, God Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, have a creator. Na'udhubillah. The next question asked should be, who created Allah's creator? Who created the creator of Allah's creator? And if that goes on, if this happened, do you think the universe will ever come to existence? No. Subhanallah. There should be someone that doesn't have a beginning or an end. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Awwal Al-Akhir. The one who doesn't have a beginning or end. I hope you all got this message shared by Brother Hamza, inshallah. Now, seeking knowledge, it comes with patience, and alhamdulillah, it's easy if you are following the process. Our Prophet ﷺ taught us, if we walk towards Allah, Allah will run towards us. He will make the path of seeking knowledge easy for us if we are sincere on it. Here, we have to make sure we are seeking knowledge from the right sources, as I mentioned before, not just Googling it and confirming it, but ask to scholarly people. After all, our sources for proof is Quran and Sunnah. Allah tells us in the Quran, chapter 4, Nisa, verse 59, O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you should believe in Allah and the last day, that is the best way and best in result. So, my dear brothers, to conclude, seeking knowledge is an act of worship that requires you to keep your intention sincerely for Allah alone and none else. Just seeking Allah's pleasure and reward. Do not seek knowledge to show off or compete with others or to boost or some gatherings like show off. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever seeks that knowledge which is usually sought to seek the pleasure of Allah in order to gain some worldly benefit, he will not sense the scent of paradise on the day of judgment. It's really important, my brothers, like my dear brothers, to follow it the way which has to be followed. Also, know that knowledge is of no importance if one does not reap its fruit, which is to practice the religion of Islam as Allah allows and Allah commanded us to. So one should try to practice what one learns, as living Islam is what takes a person to paradise. I would like to close with some supplication which our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself made in regards to seeking knowledge. O Allah, bring us benefit by what you taught us, and taught us that which brings us benefit and increases us in knowledge. Ameen. O Allah, I ask you to grant us beneficial knowledge, good, pure and permissible sustenance, and deeds which are accepted by you. Ameen. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge which does not benefit, a heart which does not humble itself in fear, and supplications which are unanswered. Ameen. Rabbil Alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
You are muted. You are unmuted.